Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Charlie Mike.
We are monitoring.
Hey, Richard, I'd like to actually ask you there if you are there, because I use a whole lot of time. Do you want me to log in, everyone, on this number? KQ4CCM calling. KA3JCA. Hey, Richard, if you're monitoring there, I just realized I made a little bit of a mistake when I sent you the code plug, the original. That was before I changed. That code plug I sent you was the non-Mode 14 code plug, and the code plug I should have sent you is the one I've got pulled up now. So I'm going to email that to you because that's the actual code plug that I'm working off of. So that was my mistake there.
Okay.
Tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simsimu. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. At convenience, you can check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can check in via Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control. You're sounding a little bit compressed and a low volume tonight. Not trying to be critical, but just letting you know.
W2MJB, Net Control, thank you for that message. I am on high power. Hopefully it can come through. I'll speak a little closer to the mic. Hopefully that will help as well. Kind of live down in a hole, so we'll see how it goes. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. We will now begin the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACU portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. First, we have K4ROW, Richard in Greenville, W4FCM, Fred in Travelers Rest. Fred brings along his wife, Isla, and 4IEI, also there in Travelers Rest. We have Richard, KA3JCA, there in Simpsonville. He brings along his wife, Sally, KA4JCA, and his daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL, as well as the K3DOV. Upstate ARC. Also, we have KM4JWP Brian in Rutherfordton, K4XMR Mel in Prosperity, W2AMD Andy in Simpsonville, KN4UBG Kevin Fountain Inn, KM4BLH Kurt in Greenville, KI4LZI, Andy, and Table Rock. Break here for a second. We have also KI4MRA, Fred in Greer, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, K4OIM, Walt in Inman, KO4CEF, Andrew in Inman, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville, WU2T, Rusty in Warren, KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. KO4ZYX, Daniel in Spartanburg. And KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville. Quite a large group of early check-ins. That's the end of them. So we appreciate all of them checking in through the BRARS early check-in option, and appreciate them coming along. It really helps out the numbers to have this function available for the evenings. With that, that is it for the early check-ins. We will now go over and check in Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Charlie Mike, KQ4 CCM, Kevin here on this end, Kilo Echo Victor India November. We are in the Mobile here in Tennessee.
Net Control, please check in Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KQ4CCM, Kevin, Mobile in Tennessee. Thank you for checking in tonight, Kevin. Stay safe there in Tennessee, and watch out for any stray animals out there on the road. We also have KN4RJN, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, John, and I do have you down for a little rag chew at the end. Look forward to that planetary alerts. With that, that's all of the Echolink stations right now, so we'll go ahead and begin with the normal RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
2MJB. Check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Please tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
MJB. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Control. Check in K4AFT, that's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango, Michael and Central, negative and negative.
Now to turn, please, sir. Kilo, Golf, 4, Papa, Foxtrot, India. The name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo, Golf, 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a good group of check-ins for the first call of the RF. We have, starting out, KK4DMW, Rick, there in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick, and bringing Lorena and Michelle along with you. Next, we have our net manager, Dave, W4DJW, there in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. We have KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca, K4AFT, Michael in Central, KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, checking in early with his wife Linda, KG4QLQ. Appreciate you all checking in tonight, and appreciate you checking in early, Don, instead of disregarding the check-ins. It really helps out with the numbers that our net manager reports up to the region, so appreciate that. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2 W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for Alpha through Delta, so we'll move to Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And Mark, I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling in.
2MJB. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
MJB, please check in. Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, K4GSC, Patrick in Marietta, I'll be negative and negative.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KX, Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. And K4GSC, Patrick in Marietta. Appreciate y'all checking in tonight. And Harry, stay warm up there in the mountains tonight. Any other check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that second call for Echo through Hotel, so we'll take a break here for a second and switch over and catch the Echolink station that just popped up. Echolink stations only, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, good evening, Mark. If you will, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Mark, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no queue, and do be sure to tell Miss Wendy hello from me.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen. And I will let Wendy know you said hello to her tonight. I'm sure she will say hello back. And thanks for taking the time to come through tonight. With that, that's it for the Echolink stations right now, so we'll switch back to RF. Echo through Hotel was a nothing hurt, so we'll go ahead and continue forward with India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, but saying 73s for each one of you.
MJB. Hello to Wendy, if she's around. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JFO, James, there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Next is KK4JBQ, Larry in Greer. And Larry brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you for checking in, all three of you. And y'all have a great evening this evening, and enjoy the cool air. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the second call for India through Lima, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO 4 NNH. My name is Fred, I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73 Mark, Miss Winnie, and all in FB, negative and negative.
MJB. And Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO 4 NUE. Please also check in my wife. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. We're both in Campobello tonight. tonight, Mark. Thank you for calling the net. We'll be in and out, sir.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4NNH, Fred in Piedmont. KO4NUE, Chad, they're in Campobello, and Chad brings along his wife, Anna, KO4RYP. I appreciate you checking in, Fred and Chad, and bringing Anna along. And you have a great evening. Chad and Anna are in and out tonight, and so have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that second call for Mike through Papa, so we'll move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert down in Joanna. I will be negative and negative, and thanks for running the net tonight.
Now me too, MJB. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
Is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KD4SRR, Robert, there in Joanna, South Carolina, KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Robert and Chris, and have a great evening, and we will hope to hear you again tomorrow night. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last second call for Quebec through Tango, so we'll move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. KO4WTQ, this is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Charlie, Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary, 73s. Thanks for calling in tonight.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4WTQ, Greg in Greer. And then we have KX4YM, Scott in Greenville. Scott brings along his wife, Mary, KO4ACD, and his daughter, Mary, KO4ILY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Greg and Scott. And Scott, thank you for bringing your wife and your daughter along with you. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Check.
Suffix on my daughter's call sign is India, Lima, India. Repeat, India, Lima, India.
4YM, W2MJB. Yeah, I got it written down right. I guess I misread KO4ILI, Mary. That's correct, correct?
To yourself.
Thank you for that, Scott. Sorry I misread that. You have a great evening. Tell your wife, Mary, hello for us tonight. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That looks nothing heard on the last call for Uniform through Zulu. So we'll go ahead and go to the large group, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB or Net Control. Mark, Wendy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Wendy and all on the net.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that is K4XB.
Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KI4DOS. Gary, there in Easley. He brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Gary is our Wednesday night net controller. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary, and bringing Joy along with you. Next, we have K4XB, Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tommy. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB. Net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for Alpha through Zulu. So we appreciate everyone having checked in tonight. I'll secure the formal portion of the net with my thanks to all of those who have checked in and are continuing to listen. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC 2 portion of the net with a stop afterward for further check-ins. KN4RJN, John, what's on your mind tonight?
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Mark. Say hello to Wendy. If she hasn't had a chance, go outside and look at the moon. It's big and bright and pretty. I saw it as it was coming up, and it was orange as all get out. It was huge. But we have a full moon tonight, which washes out a whole lot of things. Jupiter and Saturn, of course, are up. We have a meteor shower coming up here. Let me break here for just a second. This is KN4RJN on the 21st of October, which is a Friday. The annual Orinids meteor shower. We cross through a cloud of small particles dropped by a repeated passage of Comet Halley in its orbit. And it technically runs from September 26th to November 22nd, but it will peak in the Americas on the afternoon of Friday, October 21st, which in the afternoon you're not going to see squat. However, if you get up in the wee hours of Friday morning before the crescent moon rises, or late on Friday night, those what are known as shoulder peak times, will yield somewhat fewer meteors than the peak time, but you can still be able to see them. They will appear to radiate out of the constellation Orion, which is pretty easy to find, but you can see them anywhere in the sky. So set your clocks to get up either in the wee hours of Friday morning or stay up until late Friday night and watch the Orinids.
KN4RJN, W2MJB. So the 21st is a Friday, is that correct? So I'll have to let Wendy know so that we can stay up and see that. Hopefully it's not cloudy on that night. Yeah, it's a Friday, so look forward to being able to watch that. I was walking the dog this morning about 5 o'clock, and the moon was real large and bright. So we were able to see that at least as it was coming up on the eastern side of the Earth. So it was beautiful this morning.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I went out just as the sun was going down, or a little bit after, and most of my horizon is blocked by trees, but through the trees I could see this big orange ball coming up, and it was pretty impressive. But anyway, as far as solar activity, there's not a whole lot on the thing there. Let me break here for just a second. SN4RJN, let me find my solar report here real quick. And for geomagnetic storms, they're all in the way down in the low end of the scale. There's about a 5% chance or greater over the next 3 days of a solar radiation storm that would cause any problems. Radio blackout for the next 3 days for an R1 or an R2, that's a minor to a moderate. There's actually a 50% chance of that because of some stuff going on in a couple of the regions of sunspots that are up there. R3 or greater, there's only about a 10% chance of that. So if you're on the sunlit side of the Earth during those 3 days, you might have a some radio issues, but actually, there's a 50-50 chance you'll have some radio issues, but it'll be minor and for just a few minutes. So that's everything going on with the sun for right now. And other than that, the dog is happy, the cats are happy, and because we haven't painted anything in a while, I had to get the ladder out and start taping to paint the kitchen. So life goes on.
4RJN W2MJB. I thought what you were going to say there is you hadn't painted for a while and that you were also happy because of that, but you ruined it by saying you started taping the kitchen to paint it. So yeah, I know what it's like to paint. I'm not a fan of painting, even though I try to do the best job I can. And I really hate it when the roller hits the ceiling accidentally. But just a story from my youth of talking about the moon coming up being orange. First time I took a cross-country trip, I think I was about 14 years old. And I grew up out west where the mountains were, you know, on the east side. And so when the sun came up, generally it was, you know, a normal, bright, brilliant sun. And I think we stopped at Salina, Kansas for the evening. And when we got up, of course, my dad liked to get up at 3 in the morning to start out driving as we were coming back to North Carolina. So as we left, and I dozed off, of course, and then woke up with the light and looked out the front windshield of the car, and there's this great big orange ball out there in the east coming up over the horizon. And at the time, I'd never seen anything like that before with the sun coming up. And I thought, now what in the world is that? It kind of looked like the moon, you know, because I was used to not being able to look at the sun in the horizon because it was generally, you know, probably up around 30 degrees that come over the mountains. So it is interesting out here in the east with things coming up in the lower horizon and the effect that the atmosphere has on those objects as they transition through the sky. Over.
This is KN4RJN, yeah, it's and it looks a lot bigger closer to the horizon because of the magnification effect of the atmosphere. But going back to painting for just a second, I'm unfortunately fairly good at it, and which is not a good thing because I don't really like to do it. And one of the things we are going to paint in the kitchen is the ceiling, because there's a really large spot over the stove where fumes and grease and smoke and crap have gone up for who knows how long. And so as a result, the entire ceiling needs to be painted. So we have to paint the ceilings, and then we're going to paint the walls. And then I don't know what we're going to paint next, but I'm sure there'll be something.
Good luck with that. I know when I was living in Indiana, the house we bought was a spec house and it was new. And I had to repair the walls, so I took the paint sample over to Lowe's and asked them to match the paint that was on the wall. And the guy was struggling with it. It's like, you know, I stood there for 20 minutes wondering what was going on. He finally came back and said, well, I'm sorry, but the machine really can't get a good sample off the paint because it keeps interpreting it as though it is just drywall, the mud. And as I started painting a different color, because my wife likes different colors than just the same color throughout the whole house, and I noticed what a sloppy job that the sheetrockers or the mudders did, because there were all kinds of voids. So I learned that the contractors, unless you specify a different paint color, that they paint it so that it's near the same color as the plaster that they use, so that it really hides a lot of the defects, so they can just rip through, get it down as quickly as possible, and any voids that occur are somewhat hidden and you can't really see them. So that was an interesting lesson that I learned as I was painting that new house. But Good luck with your kitchen. I'm sure that the spot on the ceiling will go away and that your wife will be happy with your efforts. Over.
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, it's my builder that built our house down in Anderson referred to it as Builder Beige, which kind of is, you know, Builder Beige, and then I forget what the grass seed was referred to as, Contractor's Mix, which is just, oh, a little bit of fescue, a little bit of Bermuda, a whole lot of weeds, and anything else that happened to be in there. I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of marijuana plants pop up every once in a while, but they do what they have to do to do it as cheaply as possible and as quickly as possible, and so, and then we get to spend the rest of our lives correcting it. So, in any event, Wendy, I said hi, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here. Y'all have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
JN, W2MJB, thank you for the rag chew, the conversation, bringing up a few memories from my youth, and enjoy the painting. Just remember, don't smell the fumes. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other check-ins or comments, I may have been check-ins or comments, please call W2MJB or net control.
And Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, W4MAG, Melvin in Hendersonville. And also please check in my wife, KZ4PAM. Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike. Thanks for calling the net, 73.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W4MHE, Melvin, there in Henderson. And Melvin brings along his wife, Pam, KZ4PAM. Thanks for checking in tonight, Melvin. Have a great evening and enjoy the cool weather up there in Henderson. I should say Hendersonville. Any other check-ins or comments, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank everyone for checking in with me tonight, those who participated in the net, and even those who listened. I was talking to KO4NUE one evening, and he mentioned that there are those out there that may not check in, but listen. And in some cases, this is sometimes the only communication or conversation and interaction that they have with individuals outside their homes. So kind of brought to home the importance of the nets and being able to help everyone communicate a little bit with their neighbor. With that, any other check-ins or comments, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Tomorrow night, Anna, KO4RYP, will be calling the net. Oh, no, excuse me. Correction, that's KN4HTP. My wife will be calling the net tomorrow night. Hopefully Anna's not listening and getting worried that I'm getting her to call the net a Monday early. That's KN4HTP will be calling the net tomorrow night. She does a great job, so please come back and listen with her. The net report will be submitted electronically. I'll break here for a minute and fill that out, and you should hear the results momentarily. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With my thanks to all of you who have checked in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night to everyone.